Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview. I am here with Carolyn Fredrickson of the Sitka Cancer Survivors Society. She's here to tell us about an event that's happening this Sunday. Good morning, Carolyn, and thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Catherine. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on this Sunday?
This Sunday, we are planning our first time, really. It's a celebration of all cancer survivors. June is the Cancer Survivor Month. And so we thought, wow, what a great opportunity for us to come and share our beautiful park with everybody in Sitka, their families, whoever may want to just come and walk through at their leisure through the park that day. And it is this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock.
And you said it's not a, you know, it's a celebration, really,
it
right?
It's, yeah, it is. Yep. It is for sure. I'm 21 years out. And so, you know, we just encourage people. And our mission actually is to honor, educate, comfort, inspire individuals and families affected, you know, by cancer. And that's what we formed it for that reason. And we became incorporated actually in June of 2000. So our society's been going for a little while, and it is the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society.
And can you tell me a little bit about the history? You said you were founded in 2000. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, why that founding came about and what the life of the organization has been mm-hmm. like over the last 17 years?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we've just been on a roller coaster. we were down in Palm Springs on vacation, and we went by this gorgeous park, and it was by Block Foundation, and it was called Cancer Survivor Park. So we stopped, walked through it. Beautiful inspirational signs, structures, and sculptures. And it was not memorial at all. It was, you're going to make it. Find the best qualified doctor. The cancer starts with can. You've done it, lived it, and keep going. And so I was inspired. And I came back. I knew some ladies in town who were survivors as myself and called them. And we formed our group and went to a lawyer and got our papers drawn up for an incorporation. So we are a 501c nonprofit, you know, organization. From there, we did two benches on the seawalk. They're right now, they're gone because they've expanded the walk.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure where they are, but and it was for Julie Hughes' family. Oh, she had lost her life to leukemia. It was an honor of her. And then we had a bench that was for cancer survivors. From that, one of our board members at the time, Becky Johnson, said there was property above Muller Field, and for us to go look at it, and because it was being cleared by Sean McLeod. So we went up there, looked it over. It was so beautiful. And it was over Swan Lake. So we went to the city, and they gave us the land. And from there, Sitka Trails started being involved with us, and grants from Rapidson and several different other organizations got our park constructed and started it going. So actually in June 2001, so it happened pretty quick, mm-hmm. We dedicated our Path of Hope. And that's why we decided to name it that. So we started placing our benches in there. And it's just dedicated to, again, it isn't a memorial at all, these beautiful benches. So.
And, you know, you were showing me some of the pictures from mm-hmm. the park, and they're really beautiful. And I'm pretty new to Sitka, but you were also telling me that, honestly, not a lot of people actually know about it because it's sort of hidden.
It is sort of hidden. I mean, it's not a secret. And so I guess it hurts and bothers me when I'll say to somebody, have you been to the park? You know, have you walked through? No, I don't even know about it. So I'm going to take you, and you're going to walk with me through here. Steve Lowry was the one that was awarded the be able to construct the sculptures in there. And it is an absolutely beautiful sculpture that people, people at the top of it mm-hmm. Praising. And he also did pages. So as you come in, we do have our book that has our mission. And the idea of it is the pages have flipped off through the park. So as you go along the different benches or the trails, there's actually inspirational signs that you can read.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. It really is. Beautiful flowers are in bloom now in there. And again, it's just, we want everybody to come and celebrate with them and with us.
And you told me that the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society does a few things in addition to organizing these lovely walks and having built this beautiful park. You do offer grants, too. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we do. Anyone who has just been diagnosed with cancer, unfortunately, here in Sitka, we do have to normally go away from medical care. Anchorage, Juneau, or Seattle. And it's expensive to get out of here for plane fare. Years ago, we were able to give some, I think Alaska Airlines, we used to be able to give them some help and mileage. We can't really do that anymore. So through this, we decided that we will do these grants. This form is really very very quick, short, just one page. The doctor does have to sign the application, and then they can drop it out off at any of our board members or with Candy Barger, who is at Sitka Realty. She gets a message out to all of us. We say, yep, go, and that check is written pretty quickly. So dealing with this, you do normally have to have checkups for quite a while, and it's just once a year. But for the first 3 years, you can get a $500 grant. After that, the next two is $300. And it can help with electric bill, daycare, any expense that you're going to need. And, you know, we wish it was more, but I think that at least it's a help. And that's what we're about. We're trying to help all those dealing with cancer and be a support system to them. So it's pretty neat. And last year, actually, we did 20 grants.
Oh, wow.
So we're a little low this year giving them out. So just making another awareness that, you know, anybody know of anybody dealing with cancer and needing help, they sure can call one of us.
Sure, yeah.
And we would help them.
And is there anything else that you'd like to mention, you know, about the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society before we sign off?
Okay. Well, we just, our board members, we are very close, and we've been going quite a while. And again, it's an opportunity to meet us, find mm-hmm. out about us that day. And my wonderful Sitka Emma Club sisters are actually doing the refreshments that day. So if it's raining, they have a little tent so we won't soak our cookies.
Great.
And so, but anyway, I just encourage, and I just hope if nothing else, that they just come and say, oh, this is it. I'll go through there later. We are getting things for our little doggies walking through there. And also we're getting a garbage can. There has been some vandalism going on. And so we just want people aware to know that it's all our park in Sitka. It isn't a secret. It's for everyone to come and be there. And I would say anything for hope. It doesn't matter you're dealing with cancer or anything. It's just we all deal with different things and just go through. It's a quiet, serene, beautiful, peaceful place. And again, we just encourage everybody to come and just enjoy the day.
I've been speaking with Carolyn Fredrickson of the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society. There is a walk on June 25th, this Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Path of Hope. And thank you so much for joining me this morning, Carolyn.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I thank Raven Radio and you, Catherine. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks.